With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump is addressing thousands of members of the National Rifle Association Convention at this hour in Dallas. And Mr. Trump pledging to continue to defend the Second Amendment. And he's called himself, quote, the best friend gun owners have ever had in the White House. He also said that gun owners need to get out and cast their ballots. A popular centrist member of Israel's three-man war cabinet threatening to resign from the government if it doesn't adopt a new plan for the war in Gaza within the next 3 weeks. Benny Gantz's decision would leave Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu more reliant on more conservative allies. He escalates a divide within Israel's leadership. Also at SRNNews.com, deadly storms in Houston.
In the Houston area, residents clean up after two deadly tornadoes blew through, leaving devastation. National Weather Service meteorologist Haley Adams in the local office says winds topped 100 miles per hour.
Trailers were rolled. Metal debris was thrown 1,000 yards to the southeast, and there were multiple fallen trees.
Officials say at least seven people were killed. Meanwhile, as residents clean up, meteorologists say temperatures are forecast for 90 degrees with heat indices in the triple digits next week. I'm Julie Walker.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is concluding a two-day trip to China by emphasizing the country's strategic ties as well as his personal relationship with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Putin made a backhanded rebuke for the U.S. and others who oppose the Moscow-Beijing relationship, saying an emerging multipolar war, or world rather, is now taking shape. This is SRN News. Well, Target tries to split the difference on Pride Month.
The giant retailer has been firmly and loudly committed to the LGBT agenda ever since it opened its women's restrooms to men back in 2016. But last year, a line of transgender apparel aimed at children caused a furious backlash, especially in certain parts of the country. This year, Target says it will celebrate Gay Pride Month with internal events for staff and will market LGBT products only in, quote, select stores. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A big change may be coming to a Jersey Shore town that was founded as a religious retreat and prevents people from using the beach on Sunday mornings. The Ocean Grove Camp Meeting Association being sued by the state of New Jersey and has removed the Sunday morning ban from its website under a section on beach rules. This is SRN News. Well, about the time you thought you'd heard everything, then comes this story.
A Vermont university has bestowed the honorary degree of Doctor of Literature on a cat named Max, who has become a beloved member of the community. Vermont State University's Castleton campus is honoring the feline ahead of student graduation Saturday for his friendliness. The school says in a Facebook post that Max the cat has been an affectionate member of the Castleton family for years. The popular tabby lives in a house with his human family on the street that leads to the main entrance to campus. Keith Peters reporting.
Historic day on Wall Street yesterday. Dow Industrials finished above the 40,000 mark for the first time. S&P 500 ahead 6 at 5,303, and the NASDAQ dropped 12 points. More details at srnnews.com.